And now the game where we invite A-listers to spend some time with the other parts of the alphabet. It's called Not My Job. Jamie Lee Curtis was a struggling actress in Hollywood back in the 70s when she got a job as the last girl left alive in the seminal horror movie Halloween. Starting from there, she starred in dozens of movies from True Lies to Freaky Friday and managed to become a best-selling author and a member of the British House of Lords. It just goes to show, if you don't get stabbed to death in the first hour, you'll be fine. Jamie Lee Curtis, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey.
You have had such an amazing career for so long, doing so many different things. Is there one thing that you're most known for that most people say, oh, you're Jamie Lee Curtis, you...
Well, it's coming up. You know, it's September. It comes up in October.
Oh, really?
Day in October. Oh, yeah.
Because Halloween, and Halloween was like the first of like these modern slasher movies, and you were the young screaming girl. That was like 1978, wasn't it?
Wow.
Really? It wasn't like 1978. It actually was frickin' 1978.
But I'm amazed because you've done so many amazing things since then. For example,
and I'm not dead yet.
No. But no one comes up and says, oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, you were such a badass in True Lies. That was great, for example.
Yes, but it's really Halloween.
How do you celebrate Halloween? What do you get dressed as? Yourself? Or?
Well, that would be just easy. You know, I don't have to do much. We live in a dark neighborhood. We get no kids.
That's important.
Oh, wait, wait. I have a horror question, since we were on the subject. How old were you before you were allowed to watch your mother in the shower scene in Psycho?
Well, I should establish, because I don't know. You've had such a wonderful career. People may not know that your parents were two very famous actors, Janet Leigh from Psycho, among many other movies, and, of course, Tony Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to point that out. Back to Mo's question.
How old were you before you were allowed to watch that scene?
So let me just remind you young people.
Yes.
The movies were in the movie theaters.
Right.
Yes. I've heard of them.
And then they weren't in the movie theaters.
So you didn't have access.
Basically, as a child, I would have had no way to actually watch Psycho because it wouldn't. I mean, it's not going to be on network television.
I just picture Alfred Hitchcock, like, having a screening room and inviting you over.
Children?
Yes. That's exactly what I picture.
Yeah.
Come over, little Jamie.
Was it a little odd that you were the daughter of a woman who, among many other roles, I should say, she was in Bye Bye Birdie, many other movies. She was perhaps most famous for being stabbed to death. And then your first big movie was the movie in which you were the only person not stabbed to death. You're showing her up?
Very intense analysis of that.
I know.
Takes time. I'm going to really unpack that.
Let's talk about something else. You,
okay.
In addition to being the child of Hollywood royalty, you are actual British aristocracy. Is this
well? Let me just say this about that.
Please.
My husband inherited a title from his father.
Yes.
When his father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it made my husband Lord Hayden Guest. And it made me, by marriage, Lady Hayden Guest.
Wow.
And
so
what? Yeah.
When Tony Blair was elected, and basically one of the things he talked about in his campaign was to do away with hereditary peerage, which was the correct thing to do. It basically took it away forever from my husband's family forever.
Right.
So my husband retains his title.
Yes.
I am still Lady Hayden Guest,
mm-hmm.
But it will then end
after. Really? You don't pass it on to your children?
That's what hereditary peerage means.
I see.
Yeah.
You are, of course, probably the most famous and successful of the actresses turned children's book writers. You've been writing children's books now for a long time. Is there a particular secret to it? Because many people attempt it and aren't very good at it.
Here's my secret.
What is?
Okay, my secret is this. I believe that parents are the ones who are going to read these books to children.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So you have to give the parents something.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I did a book called Where Do Balloons Go? An Uplifting Mystery, which is about what happens when you let go of a balloon.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So one of the stanzas of that book is, where do they go when they float far away, do they ever catch cold or need somewhere to stay? Now, where do you think the balloon is going to stay in the illustration in the book?
I don't know.
Bates Motel.
Oh!
And the kids don't have a clue.
That's very sneaky. That's very sneaky. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, it is a pleasure to talk to you, and we have asked you here to play a game today. Mm-hmm. This time we're going to call it
Eureka.
Now, in addition to everything else we've talked about that you've done, we didn't even get to the fact that you're an inventor.
Yes,
You invented, if I understand, the diaper wipe combo. It's got the wipe right in the diaper, right?
Yes, it's called Dipe and Wipe. So when, before you take off the diaper, you peel off the tape, reach in, pull out the wipes, undo the diaper, check out whatever's going on, take the wipes, boom, 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 Bob's your uncle, done.
That is a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
And because can we use it on Bob your uncle?
We thought, how much do you know about other impressive inventions and their inventors? So we're going to ask you three questions about inventions. Answer two of them correctly. You'll win a prize for one of our listeners. They will get Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. A wonderful invention if ever there was one. Bill, who is Jamie Lee Curtis playing for?
Tyler Norton of Columbus, Ohio.
All right. You ready to play?
Fingers crossed, Tyler.
Okay. The invention of the Humble fire hydrant has an interesting history. Which of these is true? A, it was originally designed as an urban dog relief station, and only later did somebody realize it could also pump water to put out fires. B, the original patent for the fire hydrant was lost because the patent office holding it burned down. Or C, the inventor stipulated that all fire hydrants should be placed such that you always think there's a parking space until you get right up to it.
I'm going with the burn down.
You're going to go with the burn down. You are right. That's what happened. In fact, the other two things we made up could be true. We don't know. The patent office burned up in 1836. All right, here's your next question. Just this week, we saw a major innovation in food. An Australian man has invented what amazing new food product? A, the pork smoothie. B, the shrimpsicle. Or C, the ham dog. That's a hot dog hamburger combination.
Ham dog.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That sounds so awesome.
Did you know that?
No.
You just knew it. It's something that you saw the world needed.
What does it look like?
Well, what it looks like is it is a hamburger patty with sort of a hot dog extension. It looks like a snake that swallowed a hamburger, if you can imagine that. And then you take a hamburger patty and you separate it and you put a hot dog down the middle of the two halves and you put it under the bun and there you go. You got both.
Do they have ketchup that's mustard, like, you know, must up?
All right, here's the last question, and it's about somebody you actually may know, Francis Ford Coppola. He invented an incredibly useful device, and this is real. What was it? A, a portable static generator to fake a bad phone line so you can get off the phone if you don't want to be in the phone anymore. B, a shirt with a numbered grid on the back so you can indicate to someone exactly where to scratch your itch. Or C, beer goggles goggles, which reverse the effect of inebriation on visual perception.
Same again.
All right. First one is a little handheld portable static generator. You hold it up to the phone. It fakes a bad phone line so you can get off the phone if you don't want to be in the phone anymore.
Uh-oh.
Static generator.
Oh, you sure about that?
That's the one she wants.
Right about now.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee is busy inventing it right now.
Yeah. So you're going to choose that one?
I am.
I'm afraid it was actually, amazingly enough, the shirt with the numbered grid on the back.
No.
Hilarious.
Francis Ford Coppola has a patent for this. The idea is you wear the shirt, you hold a card with the same grid, somebody scratches you, he's like, no, F8. And they scratch you on F8. And they get your itch. It's a great idea. Bill, how did Jamie Lee Curtis do in our quiz?
Jamie?
She did very well because she won.
Yeah. We love you. Jamie?
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a new children's book called This Is Me. It is out now. Go pick it up. Jamie Lee Curtis, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't
Tell. Thank you, guys. It was fun.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.